Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
It is time now for Tell Me Why. And like every week at this time, Graeme Finlay joins us in the studio. This week's question is, why do we get wrinkles?
Why indeed?
You don't have very many, may I say? I'm just...
I feel like I'm okay. You mentioned you're online that you are surprisingly unwrinkled. And it's true now that I'm
I wouldn't like to give my age away, but I'm like well into my 50s. I'll just say that.
Yeah. It's like you're wearing makeup.
I'd like to keep some mystery about my age.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this mysterious bridey who somehow
She's my mother.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My mother. And she always used to say, you have the dun skin. And the dun skin was a big thing because apparently there was a breakdown and some members of our family didn't get the dun skin.
Right,
they got the Aylward skin, which is another.
Yeah. The only problem is you can't market that. I was kind of hoping there'd be some kind of mystical Drimna secret, which you
can. The only way you can get skin like
well
this
or something,
involves time travel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there you
go. And selecting your parents. So it's just, it's not easy or convenient.
The how to of which will be next week's Tell Me Why.
Okay, right? So, brilliant.
And the short answer is actually everything causes wrinkles.
Really?
So you can take that as there's nothing I can do, but of course, there's plenty of things you can do, some of which are just changing your lifestyle, and some of which are really quite invasive. So take your pick. But so there's, you know, one of the things which really struck me about this is, so there's intrinsic, it's all about aging, ultimately.
It
right?
is.
And so intrinsic wrinkles, right, are the product of intrinsic aging. You know, as we go older, our skin, which is the most amazing organ, right, the largest organ in the body, weighs a ton, you know, not literally a ton, but a lot.
A lot.
You know, becomes less and less able to produce collagen, right? So we've got the epidermis, which is the outside part, which keeps us from having our body invaded by so many things and is really quite tough and resilient compared to the inner dermis, which is where collagen is formed by these things called fibroblasts, which are these cells, which and some other sort of chemicals as well, but which hold it all together and are very elastic and spongy. Until you turn about 20, in which case the collagen production goes down by 1% a year. So skin becomes less and less resilient. And accordingly, if something happens to it, it can stay stuck there. Remember when people said, if you make that face so anymore, you'll be stuck with it. It turns out that's true.
Right.
So if you, and this leads to the distinction between sort of dynamic wrinkles and static wrinkles. And you can get both, but dynamic wrinkles often appear earlier on because, even in your 20s, because they're the wrinkles which are produced by moving your face. So if you constantly raise your eyebrows, you'll get sort of forehead lines. If you squint a lot, you'll get the lines, you know, around your eyes and in between your eyebrows or at the top of your nose. If you suck, apparently this is quite bizarre, if you suck on a straw, if you drink everything through a straw, it can lead to lines around the mouth, right? So, and
you'd want to do it a lot, though, wouldn't you, surely?
You'd have to think, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but this
you
is some of the advice
your meals through the straw.
Dermatologists and plastic surgeons are putting out there before they sell you on the more invasive treatments.
Yeah.
So these dynamic wrinkles aren't visible when you're at rest, but the static wrinkles are, sort of almost by definition. Now, what's interesting about intrinsic aging is it doesn't actually lead to a lot of wrinkles.
Okay.
It's, you know, people whose skin isn't vulnerable to extrinsic aging, to sort of stuff from the environment, just really seem to have quite smooth skin. And so almost all the wrinkles you might be concerned about are about your environment. And these can be produced by anything. So if you sleep on your front or your side, it will produce wrinkles eventually.
Wait.
This is the, it will stick like that factor, right? If you keep sucking on straws, if you, now the big ones are sun, smoking, pollution, excessive alcohol, but the first three are really what's going to get you. And that leads to a great deal of wrinkling because they damage and break down the collagen. They make it less reactive. When there's damage collagen tends to form sort of long fibers. But if they're damaged or if there's some sort of misrepair, now this is slightly controversial, they can get folded over because then the collagen produces a short fiber. And so the skin doesn't stretch and you get this permanent fold of a folded over set of fibers.
Right.
And that's the wrinkle. So,
okay. And there's nothing you can do about that. You can't re-break that collagen or go in and...
Well, you can. I mean, we replace our epidermis every 60 days.
Yeah.
And so you can, I mean, people get collagen you know, implants, usually in places like their lips and stuff like that. But
which don't seem to look that great.
No, I mean, because there is the mere ejecting stuff in. But there are, I mean, there's lots and lots of things you can do to make the skin seem fresher. And it doesn't have to involve all the procedures I'm going to go to in a sec. But
okay.
I mean, there are lots of chemicals you can put on which will refresh the skin and maybe smooth it out a little bit, which will naturally restore your collagen.
I'm just wondering why there's such a huge variety in certain people. I'm thinking of a man. I don't want to name him on the radio because he wouldn't want to be associated with being wrinkly, but a well-known man in the public eye who looks like Rip Van Winkle or something. He looks like 1,000 years old. His face is just a mass of wrinkles. Why is he so wrinkly?
Well, I'm not going to blame him, right? We're not here to blame people for lifestyle or whatever, because I don't know the man and you're not going to tell me. Exactly. I can guess, perhaps. But in any case, I mean, some people are more prone to wrinkles than others. There's a genetic factor.
A head that's worn out two bodies.
I mean, there's genetic factors. And then there's, I mean, sun is the really big one. So lots of people, I mean, as we get older, our skin gets thinner and it gets prone to mottling and it gets, you know, it just becomes much less elastic, right? So, but again, UVA rays may burn the surface of the skin. Sorry, it's the other way around. UVB rays may burn the surface of the skin, but UVA rays go right into the dermis. So that's why everyone should wear sun cream. But also skin tone can make a big difference. So, I mean, this is that's not a racist stereotype. There is good science behind that. People of African origin have fewer wrinkles. Melanin in the skin, which is the pigment which gives you a certain color skin, is very good at warding off the effects of the sun.
Okay.
Now, black people should still wear sunscreen because there's lots and lots of other effects, and they're not immune from it. What they're interesting about black people, or people who have darker skin, is that they're prone to hyperpigmentation. So if they get cut, actually the skin will darken more readily than someone with slightly lighter skin.
And that staying away from the sun, that's indoors as well, isn't it? Because even going past a window.
It's certainly in a car, for example. They've done lots of studies of people who spend a lot of time in cars, and then those people, you know, are exposed to a constant set of sunlight. But yes, I mean, it can happen inside a house and so forth.
Okay.
So I mean, you're supposed to wear sunscreen, not just when you go to the beach, but sort of
all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
So the stuff that's doing to you is facial expressions, really, sucking, trying to eat solids through a straw. That'd be very bad. You'd be in trouble there. Sun is bad. Stress is bad. Smoking is bad. Alcohol is bad.
Everything's bad.
Everything is
for your
bad.
Skin. Again, I couldn't believe that they're urging you to sleep on your back. I think I would be
very
dead
a very
of back
restful
pain
way
by that point.
I find sleeping.
Really, yeah,
it makes you prone to snoring.
Yeah, I choose to sleep on my side because I feel back pain when I sleep on my back. More information than you probably need, really.
Yeah.
But so that's why I'm going to apparently get wrinkles and sagging possibly around the jawline.
So there's nothing you can do about it, but you can fight, and I think you should fight.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to fighting, it seems to be there's millions. I see a list of 23 different things.
And a lot of those are sort of lifestyle things. I mean, again, if you eat better, that will help.
But it's not just eating better. It's eating stuff like tomatoes.
Sort of brightly colored things with antioxidants.
We need to talk about them.
Yeah, because one of the things which really breaks down your skin, I mean, this is one of the problems with aging, right, is oxygen. Oxidization affects the skin. It specifically affects the dermis as well. Again, people of African origin actually are more vulnerable to oxidation. But all of us are vulnerable to oxidation.
And that is,
every time you take in air, you are aging yourself. But of course, I'm not advising you to stop.
There's no real solution to that, is there? But I've often heard the phrase antioxidants, and people say blueberries, they're full of antioxidants. Yep. And I go, so what? What do they do? But what they do is they're fighting that aging thing.
Yes, exactly.
So,
I mean, you see oxidization everywhere in nature, right? If you cut an apple and leave it out, it starts to brown, and that's oxidization, right?
So. Does a vegan affect wrinkles, I'm asked?
That's a really good question. I try not to intervene in the vegan, non-vegan wars, but it would lead to you eating a lot of vegetables, which would have good, all sorts of the vitamins you would need. It would have antioxidants and so forth.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't hurt.
But if you were worrying about not having nice food, that would
I'm not sure if there's a correlation, I'd have to look this up, between eating, say, red meat and wrinkling. Now, processed meat, it turns out, is pretty much bad for you all around. So I wouldn't be so surprised if that had a connection.
Okay.
So I'm not going to rule on that, not least because I don't want the farm lobby after me.
Antioxidants, that's good news.
Of course, there's lots of things you can do which are a little more technological.
Now, where do we stand on these? Because,
I stand as far away as possible, but...
there was a woman in the studio offering to give me Botox at one point, and I didn't take her up on the offer. And it just seems that it seems to go wrong. Whereas I know people who do it, definitely.
Oh, sure.
You most often, though, you're pointing at somebody who doesn't have any facial expressions left.
Yeah, I mean, Botox is a derivative of botulism, which is a very, very, very powerful toxin. It's,
yeah.
Now, it's safe before the big Botox gets on me, because they're not far away. I want to stress that. I mean, Botox, botulism, H, apparently, is the most toxic substance in the world. 2 nanograms will kill you dead.
Right.
But Botox is an incredible success story, which for Ireland, because the vast bulk of the world's Botox, branded Botox, is produced in Westport.
Oh, really?
Right, where apparently, until quite recently, perhaps it's changed now, you couldn't get Botox. So,
wow.
Yeah, but it's done very well for Botox. For Westport, it made a huge injection into the local economy. As it were, yeah. But unlike Botox, it stimulates the local economy as opposed to blocking the neurotransmitter, which leads to moving your face. And again, leads to those dynamic wrinkles.
Yeah, right? It's a matter of whether you want. Do you want to have emotions you can express facially, or do you want to look younger?
Yeah, it's and you could be aloof and young or animated.
People could tell you your whole family been wiped out, and you wouldn't be able to react facially.
Yeah. One thing which doesn't, I mean, so there's all sorts of other stuff you could do. If you, I mean, Botox is incredibly popular. It's an amazingly popular drug, probably largely because it's less, now there's lots of problems surrounding Botox in that you want to make sure that it's been given to you by someone who knows what they're doing, because in theory, it's a prescription and you should only be given the prescription by a doctor. It should only be administered by someone who knows what they're doing. So as you say, there are lots of discount Botox out there, which has led to bad effects. Anyway, it's arguably less invasive than some of the other things you can do, like fillers, dermal peels, which are exactly what they sound like. You peel off the outside layer of the epidermis and expose the younger skin underneath, which hasn't been folded over as much, right? Allowing it to grow at an even rate. There's laser burning off all the skin on your face and so forth. So all of those might seem less preferable. There's also fillers, and again, there's lots of creams you can put on before you resort to that kind of thing.
You'd really want an A-list career in Hollywood to be taking those kind of risks for your skin, wouldn't you? Really? You
need it's true, right? I'm quite comfortable in my own skin, as it were.
Retinoids.
Retinoids.
That just doesn't sound like something you want, does it?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's why they have sort of nice little sort of, brand names to get you away from some
retinoid. Claire is saying retinoid and retinoids are brilliant.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you live in that just around the eyes. Very good. It's when you list all the things you should do, it's the usual suspects. These are always the answer to everything. Eat more fish, eat more soy, trade coffee for cocoa, eat more fruits and veg, use moisturizer, don't overwash your face.
Yeah, that's actually one which I think a lot of people would find counterintuitive, but if you wash your face a lot, you do sort of damage the skin, and you might be giving yourself sort of further wrinkles. So let those natural oils, those natural sort of the operation of the skin work, and don't scrub too hard.
You're washing away the natural oils that are just there. Very good, Graham. That's wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's going to listen to this and become younger overnight. Yeah. But
and the final thing is, and this is just something to ponder, when your fingers wrinkle after the bath, totally different process. And in fact, there are lots of controversies surrounding that.
Are there
but
really?
They think it's about gripping, and then that's why evolution selected it. But you're okay.
So that's in the bath. Your body is thinking that you're going to need to get out of here and you won't have sufficient grip, and it's making your fingers wrinkle.
Yeah,
it's trying to help you get out.
It whips away the water, right? And what's really fascinating, here's the fun fact about this. River valleys and so forth, deltas, you were just talking about the Rhine, right? Have ridges, and their purpose is to collect water, right? Larger rivers, whereas the grooves on your fingers when you step out of a bath are the exact opposite pattern, and what they do is they sort of disperse water,
get it away from you.
And yet the mathematics and the sort of topography of it are eerily opposite.
It's phenomenal idea though that your body has evolved something to try and get rid of excess water in these rare moments when you need that.
And it's only on your fingertips. It doesn't happen on your rest
brilliant.
Of your body.
Isn't the body great? Graham, thank you very much for that. If you have a question you want Graham to answer, just email afternoon@newstalk.com. And coming up after the break, we're hoping to get Mara back on the line. Fingers crossed.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.